It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. We look forward to it intensely. She is Switzerland. I'm just picking. I pick a country. I'm picking Switzerland, but she will tell me in a moment if that is so. Soon I can do cities. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Absolutely correct. From Switzerland. Some news, some European news that are basically talked about on every paper, but I think it's worth having a little conversation about. The first good news, yes, that exists. Is the fact that the new European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has nominated her the team that she would like the Parliament to approve, and the good news is the fact that her team includes 13 women and 14 men. So this is definitely a big change, a huge victory for trying to make equality a reality and not an electoral promise. So that is definitely the good news of the day. The other topic that is literally on everybody's lips, because it's turning out to be a real theater play, and it's, of course, you know already, the Brexit. The Parliament has been suspended for 5 weeks. As of today, until the 14th of October. That has been done by Prime Minister Boris Johnson against all odds and against all the opponents, and they were many. During this ceremony of closing basically the parliament, many MPs have been shouting and screaming and singing. Some were holding signs with silenced written on it. Shame on you was also screamed. So it's definitely, if you have time to go online and see how this moment developed at the British Parliament, it is quite surprising. So Boris Johnson on his side has been defeated now twice to call an election in October. He was very much hoping that actually the opposition led by Corbyn would somehow go for an election, as Corbyn has been repeating many times that this is what he wanted. But now he actually still wants it, but not before a security that a no-deal Brexit will be avoided and forbidden by law. This is something that the Parliament has been doing. There is now a bill that says that there is no way out without a deal. But Boris Johnson is looking at every single possibility, stretching really the legal obligation to their absolute limits to see how he can somehow avoid following that bill. Things like threatening him to go to jail if he does, or all sorts of threats have been talked about. So you can imagine at the moment the picture that the British Parliament is offering to the world, but basically mainly to their own people in Britain, is absolutely it's surprising, it's appalling, and it really doesn't speak for a parliament made out of adults and what would feel rather in some kind of kindergarten without parental control. So the timing is, of course, of this suspension of parliament is very critical, because while it is quite normal that a new government makes a pause in order to get organized, to have some new legislation, prepare the Queen's speech, etc. That has been seen in the past before. But the timing, of course, is no coincidence. And by doing so, the MPs are going to come back just barely 2 weeks before the Brexit deadline. So this is definitely, in spite of all defenders of Boris Johnson, a move that is very questionable. What the MPs would like to have at this point is a prolongation until the 31st of January in 2020, so that the parliament has time to come up with something new or to really get a new deal with the European Commission. But it's very difficult. And as we have seen with Theresa May, who maybe is regretted after all at this point, considering how Boris Johnson has been really coming like a bulldozer in the parliament. Theresa May was really trying. She didn't manage to get the insurances and let's say the advantages that the parliament was hoping for, but maybe with a prolongation she would have gotten somewhere. This is all speculation. In any case, now it's Boris Johnson who wants to have new elections as soon as possible. He probably believes that he will win, which will validate his position and his will to get through this Brexit with or without deal. Now, why do the others not want this election is obviously to avoid Boris Johnson winning and to avoid Boris Johnson delivering a Brexit that can potentially be a very difficult moment in the history of the United Kingdoms. On the other hand, and this is, I'm going to finish on a question mark, is it very reasonable not to ask the population? Because at the end of the day, the United Kingdoms are not made out of a parliament and its members. It's made of millions of people that most probably should have somehow their say in the future of their country, or maybe not, if one think of the referendum that Cameron brought on the table and which basically begun this entire procedure to begin with. So it's either or, but one should not forget that democracy should definitely remain the winner, and no matter how difficult.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.